Welcome to a reading of Lesson 3 Bible Study in virtualbibleacademy.org's Disciple Making 1, Abiding in His Word. It is from the study book, pages 31 through 41. I'm John Morris, the author of this course, and as much as possible, I'll simply be reading the content of this lesson. Follow along in the study book if you'd like to, or just listen. Either way is fine. Page 31, Lesson 3, Bible Study. It is written, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That's Jesus speaking in Matthew 4:4, referring back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. The preeminence of the Scriptures. No other book is like the Bible. No other book has had more copies published. No other book has been translated into so many languages. No other book has been so widely distributed. No other book has so positively changed so many lives. The Bible is the most important book ever written because it is God's message to us. It is more than inspiring. It is inspired. It is God-breathed. The authors of the Bible were carried along by the Holy Spirit as they wrote. Therefore, the Bible is true. It is accurate. It is pure. It is eternal. And it is powerful. The Bible is more than man's message about God. It is God's message to man. It is a book from God, not simply about God. It is the superior and preeminent book. It is the supreme and final authority in what we should believe and in how we should live. The Bible is not just a book. It is the book. It is the book to study. The priority of study. The verse quoted at the top of this page records the great commitment that Jesus had to God's Word. Those were His words during His temptations in the wilderness. God's Word was more important to Jesus than physical food, even after 40 days without eating. The Bible is provided for our spiritual nourishment. The availability of His Word gives us the great privilege and serious lifelong challenge of Bible study. If we really want to learn and to grow, then we must invest both time and energy in the process of Bible study. And there are no shortcuts. We must commit sufficient, regular time to studying God's Word. The progress of study. Peter used a newborn baby's focused attention on its need for milk to illustrate what our desire for God's Word should be. 1 Peter 2:2, "Like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the Word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation." Then, as we grow, we need to move on to solid food from deeper study. That's from Hebrews 5, verses 11 through 14. It is important to set realistic goals for regular study, starting with the easier sections and books of the Bible, and increasing the quantity and complexity of our study as we grow. And throughout the lifelong process of study, our continual prayer should be like that of the psalmist in Psalm 119:18, "Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from thy law." Page 32, the book to study. The Bible is the most important book. It is God's message to us, and that makes it different from all other books. It is the most important book to study because the Bible is inspired, God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired by God. It is the most important book to study because the Bible is true. Jesus prayed, John 17:17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth." The Bible is the most important book to study because it is accurate. Matthew 5:18, "For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law until all is accomplished." It is the most important book to study because the Bible is pure. Psalm 12, verse 6, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on the earth, refined seven times." In Psalm 19, verses 7 and 8, The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And the Bible is the most important book to study because it is eternal. Isaiah 40, verse 8, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Matthew 24, 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And the Bible is the most important book to study because it is powerful. Hebrews 4, 12, "The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Page 33, the command to study. The Bible is very clear that the man or woman of God must be committed to his word, to learning it and applying it. There is no option for us. It is a command. To be a disciple, abide in, that is, live in, not just visit, live in the word. John 8:31, Jesus that was therefore saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." And to be approved, we must study the word. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth." And to be a good parent, we must teach the word to our children. Deuteronomy 11, 18 and 19. "You shall therefore impress these words of mine on your heart and on your soul, and you shall teach them to your sons, talking of them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you rise up." And there are the benefits of study. The word is powerful and eternal, and God blesses us as we study it. The accumulative benefits are overwhelming. The Bible equips us, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." The Bible helps us not sin. Psalm 119, 9 through 11. "How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee." And the Bible gives us guidance, guidance for today and for our future. Psalm 119, 105. "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And the benefits of study continue on page 34. The next is the Bible gives us wisdom. Psalm 119, 98 to 100, and verse 130. "The commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts. The unfolding of thy words gives light." It gives understanding to the simple. The Bible helps us through difficulty. Psalm 119, verse 50 and 71. "This is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes." And the Bible provides hope. Romans 15, 4. "For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope." The Bible gives us peace. Psalm 119, 165. "Those who love thy law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble." The Bible gives joy. Jeremiah 15, 16. "Thy words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by thy name. And the Bible offers conditional blessings. Psalm 112, verse 1, praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. And Proverbs 13:13, the one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. In Luke 11:28, but he said, on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Page 35, the process of study. Pick a regular time and place to study. Develop the habit of study. Pick a primary time for daily study to make sure it's more likely that you will study every day. And put what you read in context. A phrase or verse seldom contains enough information from which to draw a conclusion. It is necessary to understand what is in the surrounding verses and how it is woven into the bigger picture of what God is saying. The answers to the following questions will give more understanding to any verse. Here are the questions. What does the whole sentence say? What does the paragraph or section teach? What is this chapter about? And how is it woven into the whole Bible? Now, cross-references, study Bibles, and commentaries can provide help in understanding the overall context. And pray for wisdom to understand and to apply what you study. Look for the answers to the following questions. What does it say? What does it mean? And how do I make it part of my life? What does it say? What does it mean? How do I make this part of my life? And pick it apart. Pick it apart by looking for main thoughts, grammar, cause and effect, comparisons and contrasts, connectors, repetition, promises and conditions, and commands, the do's and the don'ts. Look for illustrations and parables, and notice the people, the places, and time. And put it in usable form. Write notes and thoughts in your Bible and/or a notebook, and memorize especially meaningful verses, writing them in your mind and heart. And put it into practice. The goal of Bible study is a full life, not just a full notebook. Always approach the study of God's Word with a heart open to His working in and through your life. Page 36, what study tools do I need? The most important book for studying the Bible. The most important book for studying the Bible is a good Bible. Begin with the best translation available in your language and plan to mark it up. If you can get a single column page, that gives you more space for writing your notes in the margins. And think before you write or underline anything in the pages of your Bible. Be sure that your notes will be meaningful. Remember that commentaries, paraphrases, study Bible notes, books, messages, and teaching recordings can help you understand God's Word. But only the Bible is God's Word. Invest most of your study time directly in your Bible. So which Bible should you use? Well, use the best word-for-word translation available in your language. There are many Bibles available in English and some other languages. And there are three types of Bibles. The best for study is a good word-for-word translation. It is the most accurate and precise because it closely follows the original language word for word, more than paraphrases and dynamic equivalents do. Good English translations include the New American Standard, the King James Bible, and the New King James Bible, and also the English Standard Bible, the ESV, English Standard Version. A paraphrase may be a more readable text, but it is not as accurate as a translation. A paraphrase can actually be more of a book about the Bible than actually being a Bible. Paraphrases are better at conveying the ideas than they are at translating the details. The New Living Translation and The Message are popular English paraphrases. A dynamic equivalent is more of a thought for thought than word for word translation. I'll say that again. A dynamic equivalent is more of a thought for thought than a word for word translation. The New International Version is a dynamic equivalent. Dynamic equivalents and paraphrases are not as good as word-for-word translations. A great starting point would be a Bible or a study Bible in an accurate word-for-word translation. Well, what books would help? Well, as the need arises, and if you can, build a personal study reference library from the things that I will mention here. Most of them are available for free, actually, for free online. A study Bible containing notes, outlines, cross-references, maps, and an abridged or shortened concordance. I like the Ryrie and the New American Standard Bible. Ryrie, R-Y-R-I-E, the Ryrie Study Bible. A concordance is good for use as a word or verse finder. It's available in abridged or complete, exhaustive versions. Just be sure it matches your Bible version. A Bible dictionary is good for facts and details about the people, places, things, and times referenced in the Bible. And a commentary giving verse-by-verse, section-by-section, and book-by-book explanations of the Bible can help. Well, what online Bible studies are available? Many. Online Bibles and apps in a wide variety of translations, and Bible reference books are available for free or at a very nominal cost. An easy way to find some of those resources is by a simple online search. For instance, you might search for the New American Standard Bible, John 3:16. I just use the initials NASB, John 3:16, or KJV, King James Bible, KJV, Psalm 119. And that will bring you to online Bible study tools. Page 37 is a daily Bible study sheet. This is for your use. You can just use it as a guide, or you can print multiple copies and just use it for days at a time to see what the Bible is really saying to you. It's worked off of 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, prepared for every good work. So on that page is a place for your name and the date and what you'd be studying. Today's study of, and you just write it in, has been profitable. And then there's some sections to fill in. Here they are. In teaching me these truths, facts, and promises to believe. And next, for reproof in convicting me of these sins of attitude, action, and inaction. For correction in helping me get back on course by doing the following. And for training me to obey these commands, apply these principles, and follow these examples. And then finally, in giving me this main verse or thought for the day. Page 38 and 39 are review questions. These will help you as you work through those and realize how you're learning what you've heard in the previous pages and what you've studied in the notebook. You fill these out and then see how you did. There's two pages after these two pages that have not just the review questions, but the review questions with the answers. So let's go directly to page 40. And there I will give you the question and the answers. So as you hear these, again, it will put it into your long-term memory. Number one, page 40. What physical characteristics of the Bible make it preeminent? Physical characteristics. Well, more copies have been made. It's been translated into more languages. And it's more widely distributed than any other book in all of history. And what spiritual characteristics make the Bible preeminent? Well, it has changed more lives than any other book. It is God's message to us. It is God-breathed, inspired, and not just inspiring. and it is the authority in what we should believe and how we should live. Number three, as in human growth, good progress in Bible study has a diet that progresses on from not just milk to meat to solid food. Number four, in reference to the Bible, explain the difference between inspiring and inspired. The difference between inspiring and inspired. Inspired describes the source. It is God-breathed, inspired. Inspiring is what it does to us. It encourages and gives us life. Number five, explain what it means that the Bible is true, accurate, and pure. True means it's factually correct. Accurate means it's free from error. Pure means it is spotless and clean and does not need to be filtered. What does the Bible being eternal mean for you? Well, it means that it's not bound or affected by time. It is as relevant today for you and me as it was to the original readers. What does the Bible being powerful mean? It means it produces strong change in us. And then number eight, put John 8:31 in your own words. Well, here it is. Believers need to abide in, that is, live in, the Word, the Bible, to be disciples of Jesus. Number nine, put 2 Timothy 2:15 in your own words. Study hard to be approved by God and unashamed, using the Word, the Bible, accurately. Page 41. Number 10. How often should a parent talk to his or her children about the Bible? Well, when and how often? Morning, noon, night? Have a continuing dialogue about the Bible. And what are some of the benefits? Number 11. What are some of the benefits of Bible study? Well, it equips me. It's a sin preventative. It guides me, gives me wisdom, helps me through difficulties, gives hope to me, gives peace to me, gives joy to me. Number 12, how important is context in Bible study? Context is extremely important to understand any piece or part of the Bible. As you study, pray and answer, what three questions? Well, what does it say? What does it mean? How do I make this part of my life? Number 14, put 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 in your own words. Well, when answering, your answer should include teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness so that you are adequate and prepared for good works. Number 15 is an application requirement or statement, suggestion. For the next 6 days, use a copy of page 37, that's the Bible study sheet, in your study of any part of the Bible. Study at least 15 minutes a day. And do this in your regular study or begin a new study. And then circle each day, days 1 through 6 are printed there on the page. Do this in your regular study or begin a new study and circle each day after you have successfully completed this. Number 16, question that only you can answer. What is the most important thing you have learned in this lesson on Bible study? And number 17, again, question that only you can answer for yourself. What changes have you made or will you be making in your daily Bible study? This concludes the reading of Lesson 3, Bible Study.